live from historic downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, home of founding father James Wilson, 19th century hymn writer George Duffield, 19th century gospel minister George Norcross, and sports legend Jim Thorpe. It's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth. We're listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Tuesday on this 18th day of July, 2023. And I'm excited about conducting day number two of my interview with Joe Jackowitz and John Waldrop. Joe Jackowitz is pastor of Christ Bible Church of Pleasanton, California, and founder of First Love Ministries. And it's great to have you back on the program, Pastor Joe. Are you there, Pastor Joe? For some reason, Pastor Joe is not responding to me. I have no idea why. Pastor Joe, do you hear me? Well, let's move on to our second guest, Pastor John Waldrop of Calvary Road Baptist Church of Monrovia, California. Can you hear me, Pastor John?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Pastor Joe, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Can you? Well, yes.
I can hear you. Can you go? Well, let me go back to you and have you once again tell our listeners about Christ Bible Church of Pleasanton, California, and First Love Ministries.
Yeah, sorry about that, Chris. I'm having a little problem with my audio, but it's a blessing to be back with you and my friend John Waldrop. And Christ Bible Church was founded in 1990, and I've been with them as the pastor since then. And we are a congregation about 35 miles east of San Francisco, situated in a place called the Tri-Valley area of the San Francisco Bay Area here in Northern California. And also First Love Ministries is a conglomerate of four separate ministries under the heading of First Love. We have a literature ministry, First Love Publications, in which we distribute books, booklets, and tracts free of charge. Since 2006, we've given away over 300,000 books all around the world. And then there's First Love Missions, where we have five branches overseas of our missions organization, reaching out with the gospel through missionaries. And then there's First Love Radio, a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week radio ministry with a lot of good teaching programs and Christian music that can be heard on firstloveradio.org or can be found at firstloveministries.org on the homepage. And the last ministry, which is still under development, is Grace Bible University, a free Bible college in which a Bachelor of Theology degree is under development, is about halfway there. So these four ministries can be found at firstloveministries.org. That's firstloveministries.org. If you're interested in finding a church home, or you know someone who is in Northern California, you can find out more about Christ Bible Church by simply going to ChristBibleChurch.org. That's ChristBibleChurch.org.
Well, I failed to do this yesterday, but anybody who listens to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio regularly, especially if they've been doing it for over a year, they may recognize your name because we have had public prayer requests for you, Joe. You are a cancer survivor, and I would love for you to give our listeners an update on your health.
Well, about a year ago, I was declared cancer-free from leukemia, which I came down with about 3 years ago and went through chemotherapy. And then I was in remission for 16 months, which means the cancer went away. But then it came back 16 months later. The doctors gave me a bone marrow transplant because the cancer was much more aggressive. And I've been in remission from that bone marrow transplant for 2 years in June, and there has been no cancer detected. But during that time, I had a pulmonary embolism, which is simply your lungs fill with blood clots, and 30% of patients who have a pulmonary embolism die immediately. So the Lord has brought me back from near death three times in the last 3 years. And so I thank him for his grace in giving me each day. I wake up in the morning praising him and thanking him for each day. God has taught me so many spiritual lessons through these three near-death experiences in the last 3 years. And I can't even begin to describe. But right now I'm cancer-free, and we're just serving the Lord each day.
Well, that is music to my ears, brother, as you know, and I am so thrilled that the prayers of God's people have been heard and God has smiled upon them, and that you are once again healthy and cancer-free.
I want to thank your listeners and yourself as well for bringing my health needs before the throne of grace, because God has heard and answered those prayers.
Amen. Well, now, Pastor John Waldrop, why don't you tell our listeners again about Calvary Road Baptist Church of Monrovia, California?
Amen. Let me just mention that if people want a clearer insight into Pastor Joe's experiences, they can Google Camp Lejeune Marines, because he's one of those many members of the United States Marine Corps that was exposed to contaminated groundwater. A number of these guys end up being my friends later on, and they're wonderful servants of God, and God has blessed them wonderfully. Calvary Road Baptist Church was started in 1975. I became the pastor in November of 1985 and have been here ever since. Our church website is www.calvaryroadbaptist.church, and I also have a website, www.classicalbaptist.press, which features publications, books mostly that I have written, but with things that others have written. And Brother Joe and I had the opportunity of encountering each other not only in Nepal on one occasion, but also at a pastor's retreat in the Bay Area, where I met him and fell in love with him, and absolutely delight in his sweet wife's chocolate chip cookies. I'm a type two diabetic, and she is intent on killing me by making the best chocolate chip cookies in the world. But it's a delight to be associated with Pastor Joe and First Love Ministries.
Are the chocolate chip cookies soft or crunchy?
They are soft. They are semi-sweet chocolate, which was God's plan from the beginning.
I have always preferred soft. But anyway. And tell our listeners about your upcoming trip to Ukraine.
Thank you for reminding me, Chris. Our church has been a supporter of a missions effort in Ukraine since the fall of the Soviet Union. A group of pastors from the South here in the United States traveled to Eastern Europe, and they hired a young Ukrainian university student, 19-year-old guy, to translate for them, and they went around the countryside preaching. And he told me that he noticed that as he was translating, old Ukrainian women would begin to weep, And then later, old Ukrainian men began to weep, and he began to reflect on, I probably should listen more closely to the truth that I'm translating.
Huh.
Long story short, he came to Christ. He's now a successful church planter and missionary. Ukraine still has a significant-sized Jewish population. I think the largest synagogue in Europe is in his city, which is the second largest city in the nation. And I'll be traveling there with my wife on July the 31st to participate in the ordination service of his oldest son, who I've known basically since he was born. Very faithful ministry. They serve as chaplains in the Ukrainian military and as church planters and evangelists to the Jewish community of that nation.
Well, I will.
So
see.
Go ahead. I covet your prayers while we're there, because it's going to be, as they say, it's in a hot zone.
Yes, well, I will see if I can arrange. I don't know how far Kyiv is from where you're heading, but I will see if my friend Mykola Lelievsky, who I have interviewed on this program at least twice on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, he is not only a seminary professor in Kyiv, a Reformed Baptist seminary professor, but also a pastor. But I will see what I can do to see if it is possible for him to meet with you. And I would like to have a follow-up discussion with you when you return from that trip.
I look forward to it.
Well, let me give our listeners our email address, chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Always give us your first name, at least, your city and state and country of residence. Today we are discussing artificial intelligence, and many people have told me that any of my claims of having intelligence are artificial, but I don't think that's what you meant by it, Joe Jackowitz. What is artificial intelligence?
Well, pardon me. Artificial intelligence is the use of computer systems to perform tasks that normally require human intelligence, such as decision-making or problem-solving. But when we talk about AI, we need to remember, we can either look at it, AI, through the eyes of a scientist, a computer scientist, and understand it through his eyes. But I think most of your listeners want to understand artificial intelligence from the perspective of the Bible. And the Bible has a lot to say about what artificial intelligence is not. The Bible doesn't say pretty much anything about the specific concept of AI, but it does tell us what AI is not. And so to do that, you have to look at basic assumptions and basic teachings in the Bible. And the underlying idea that goes against artificial intelligence is that God made man in his image. He didn't make machines, however useful they may be to mankind, in his image. And so man, including women, of course, men and women are made in God's image, and the mind and intelligence are patterned after God. God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. And so we have this beautiful gift called intelligence, and God has to make it. And it cannot be artificially produced to function in the way that God wants it to work. And so people have human dignity and value and purpose. And so God makes us in this unique way. And any use of AI that fundamentally diminishes these aspects, these unique things that God made in our intelligence and in our soul and in our spirit, must therefore be contrary to the word of God and to the will of God.
Now, don't we have to be very careful, especially when things are in early development, that we as Christians do not overreact and involve ourselves unintentionally in eisegesis, into the scriptures, and warn people about things that some of us, if not the majority of us, may in our majority wind up enjoying using and being benefited by many things that are developing in the area of technology. Even the very computers that we are using to broadcast this program. Now, I understand there's a frightening aspect of this that involves transhumanism. I don't know if a part of your study involves that.
Yes, I'm going to talk about it if I can later.
Sure, because that there are areas of that that are clearly a violation of Scripture. Not all, because, of course, if you were a victim of some horrible accident or a birth defect or something, and the technology provided that may involve things that are included under the umbrella of transhumanism that allowed you to walk normally and move about as a able-bodied individual and speak clearly and all the things that might be otherwise prevented by an illness or injury, we would all be praising God for this kind of development and technology under those circumstances. But Joe, or should I say John, Pastor John, do you have anything to add about what I just said?
Yes. You know, our understanding of AI, in addition to what Pastor Joe said, which was very insightful, is against the backdrop of our culture. You know, we have the classic novel Frankenstein by Mary Shelley, which was artificial intelligence after a fashion. I was a kid that grew up reading the works of Isaac Asimov, who started out with iRobot and the positronic brain and all of that, and the first, second, and third law of robotics. And then if those of us who are old enough will remember the Twilight Zone series created by Rod Serling, in which I can recall at least three different episodes in which artificial intelligence was the main theme, two of them featuring extremely intelligent robots, and a third one was a machine revolution against the oppression of humanity. And then, of course, those younger than us will recall the Terminator series of movies starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. So we have in the back of our mind, on one side, what the Word of God says about intelligence and about the mind of man and us being created in the image and likeness of God. And then on the other side, we have, mostly by atheists, the introduction of artificial intelligence in the form of books and movies having to do with technology and the advances of technology. And so these things come together, and it causes an excitement on one hand about what wonderful things we can have in this brave new world. But there, as Brother Joe said, there must be a caution, because the human mind has been dramatically and drastically affected by the introduction of sin into the human race.
If I might add something,
please.
AI is very, very dangerous. It therefore, it's unlike any other method that Christians look to and use for the glory of God or the advancement of the gospel. We cannot look at AI as if we would look at FedEx or UPS, a shipping company whereby we ship Christian materials overseas. Just a useful method or channel to get the gospel out, or to you, it is not like that at all. There is an idolatrous core inherent in AI that is looking to establish a foothold in the mind and in the heart of the most well-meaning believers and church leaders that would make us reliant upon AI to do our thinking for us, to do our creative thinking for us. But we have to remember there are critical elements of the mental and spiritual faculties that are used by God besides mere methods, whether they be computer technology like AI or anything else. And if we just rely exclusively on AI to do our thinking for us, we cut out all those other spiritual faculties that God intends to blend with intelligence to produce new life in other people and to grow new life in us. And most people don't even discern or identify this subtle temptation when they see it. And it's very, very dangerous. I have a lot of problems with AI, especially when it comes to serving God. There's a problem when we let someone else or something else do our thinking for us.
In fact, Pastor Joe, pick up where you left off when we returned from our commercial break. That there's a problem, especially as Christians, when we let AI do the thinking for us. We'll pick right up there. And we're going to our first commercial break, folks. If you'd like to join the conversation with a question of your own, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name, at least, your city and state, and country of residence. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
James White of Alpha Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd on a theme that I have been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life, the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Vodi Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnson and I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnson while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
Brian McLaughlin, president of the SecureCom Group, and an enthusiastic supporter of Chris Arnson's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. The SecureCom Group provides the highest level of security, closed-circuit television, access control, and communication systems for Manhattan's top residential buildings, as well as churches, commercial properties, municipalities, and more. We custom install exactly what you need to protect yourself, including digital recording, off-site viewing, and connectivity from most smart devices. From simple code-activated systems to the latest technology using facial recognition, the SecureCom Group has it. We also provide the latest in intercom and IP telephone systems. In addition, we provide superior networking platforms, We'll create, maintain, and secure your local network. Whether it's a Wi-Fi or hardwire network, we'll implement the latest secured firewall, endpoint solutions, and cloud backup. I would love to have the honor and privilege of helping protect the lives and property of Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners and their associates. For more details on how the SecureCom Group may be of service to you with the very latest in security innovations, call 718-353-3355. That's 718-353-3355. Or visit SecureComGroup.com. That's SecureComGroup.com. This is Brian McLaughlin of the SecureCom Group, joining Chris Arnzen's family of advertisers to keep Iron Sharpens Iron radio on the air.
Puritan Reformed is a Bible-believing, kingdom-building, devil-fighting church. We're devoted to upholding the apostolic doctrine and practice preserved in Scripture alone. Puritan Reformed teaches men to rule and lead as image-bearing prophets, priests, and kings. We teach families to worship together as families. Puritan is committed to teaching the whole counsel of God so that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. We sing the Psalms, teach the law, proclaim the gospel, make disciples, maintain discipline, and exalt Christ. This is Pastor David Reese of Puritan Reformed in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us in the glorious cause of advancing Christ's crown and covenant over the kings of the earth. Puritan Reformed Church. Believe, build, fight. PuritanPHX.com.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
This is Daryl Bernard Harrison, co-host of the Just Thinking podcast, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tom Buck at First Baptist Church of Lindale, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Kent Keller of Faith Bible Church in Sharpsburg, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Andrew Rappaport, the founder and executive director at Striving for Eternity Ministries, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Mark Grimaldi, pastor of Sovereign Grace Church of Greenbrier, Tennessee, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Christopher Cookston, pastor of Prineville Community Church in Prineville, Oregon, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Matt Tarr, pastor of High Point Baptist Church in Larksville, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to NASBible.com. That's NASBible.com to place your order.
Such a blessing to hear from Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners from all over the world. Here's Joe Riley, a listener in Ireland, who wants you to know about a guest on the show he really loves hearing interviewed, Dr. Joe Moorcraft.
I'm Joe Riley, a faithful Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener here in Athy in County Kildare, Ireland, going back to 2005. One of my very favorite guests on Iron Sharpens Iron is Dr. Joe Moorcraft. If you've been blessed by Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Dr. Moorcraft and Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, are largely to thank, since they are one of the program's largest financial supporters. Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming is in Forsyth County, a part of the Atlanta metropolitan area. Heritage is a thoroughly biblical church, unwaveringly committed to Westminster standards. And Dr. Joe Moorcraft is the author of an 8-volume commentary on the larger catechism. Heritage is a member of the Hanover Presbytery, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and tracing its roots and heritage back to the great Protestant Reformation of the 16th century. Heritage maintains and follows the biblical truth and principles proclaimed by the Reformers. Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, and God's glory alone. Their primary goal is the worship of the triune God that continues in eternity. For more details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. That's heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Or call 678-954-7831. That's 678-954-7831. If you visit, tell them Joe Riley, an Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener from a tie in County Kildare, Ireland, sent you.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio praise God for the generous monthly financial support of Royal Diadem Jewelers, educated by and affiliated with the American Gem Society, Jewelers of America, and the Gemological Institute of America. For the perfect custom-designed engagement ring or any one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry created exactly according to your imagination and specifications, Royal Diadem Jewelers has you covered. No matter where you live in the world, Royal Diadem will walk you step-by-step through every stage of the process and even hold a high-tech internet virtual visit using state-of-the-art jewelry design technology to serve you. They start by listening carefully to determine your needs. They're interested in making what you want, not what they want to sell you. From rough design to digital model, to photorealistic image, to wax prototype model, to the finished product, they're continually listening to your input, likes and dislikes, making any changes necessary along the way. This will ensure that your custom jewelry will turn out exactly as you dreamed and well beyond your expectations. Visit royaldiadem.com. That's royaldiadem.com today. Sterling Vanderwerker, owner of Royal Diadem Jewelers, his wife Bronnie, his business partner and manager Brian Wilson, and the entire family thank you all for listening to, praying for, and supporting the work of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, RoyalDiadem.com is still offering Iron Sharpens Iron Radio the same mind-blowing opportunity where we will get 100% of the profits from any sale of jewelry at RoyalDiadem.com, valued at $100 or more, simply by our audience members mentioning that they heard about RoyalDiadem.com on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. So whether you are purchasing a piece of jewelry they already have in stock at RoyalDiadem.com, or if you're having a customized piece of jewelry created, like an engagement ring, or like taking your church logo, parachurch ministry logo, your denomination logo, your seminary logo, or anything else that your imagination can conjure up in your brain, they will take whatever is in your brain and turn it into a physical piece of jewelry that blows your mind. And I am assuring you that you will be completely satisfied with your customized jewelry because you are involved in every single step of the process through the miracle of computer technology, where you are seeing every stage of the development of your customized jewelry and have the ability to tell RoyalDiadem.com, hey, I love this, but I hate this, or can you change this, or I just thought of this, why don't you put this in there, et cetera, et cetera. And then on top of everything, you get a wax prototype before they turn it into a physical piece of jewelry. So you can get this customized jewelry created anywhere in the world because you don't have to leave your home. This all takes place through the miracle of the internet, and also you get the physical wax prototype mailed to you before the physical piece of jewelry is created. So go to royaldiadem.com soon, because we have no idea when they're going to pull the plug on their offer to us where we get 100% of the profits from any sale. So please go to royaldiadem.com soon and mention Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. We're now back with our guests today, Joe Jackowitz and John Waldrop, and we are discussing artificial intelligence. And if you could, Joe, right before the break, we were talking about, or you were talking about, the dangers of substituting your own thoughts with thoughts that are created with artificial intelligence. You may have pastors who begin to create sermons this way, etc. But continue. Joe, are you there? Joe Jackowitz.
I am here.
Okay. Well, if you could pick up where you left off, please.
Well, it's one thing to use methods and means to distribute the gospel and to further the work of the Lord, like transportation companies, shipping books overseas. But when it comes to letting someone else do our thinking for us, so we don't have to think through issues and we don't have to do the hard work mentally to produce sermons and to pray and other spiritual activities, that's a different thing altogether. We don't, when artificial intelligence is such an unscriptural approach to serving God, because we don't benefit from the maturity and experience that comes with intellectual and creative development. Intellectual development does not stand by itself apart from the rest of our spiritual man, the rest of our spiritual faculties. And so if we separate out all kinds of spiritual processes and mental processes from the character, from the spiritual part of man, we miss out on the character growth and the development of spiritual perception, the development of a spiritual worldview that only comes through working things out in our own minds with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, with the guidance of the Scriptures. And so anything separated from the whole process, using the whole man and the Holy Spirit guiding and overseeing that whole process, is defective. As a matter of fact, anything patterned after man in general is defective. We can't rely on things of man, the natural man, to be trustworthy and foolproof, including artificial intelligence. AI has no soul. We have a soul. And our minds and intellectual capacities are designed to work with all the other spiritual faculties together that God has given to us. And so we need to be very careful not to rely on AI. It's a very, very dangerous thing. You see, the Holy Spirit works through human beings that are regenerated and redeemed, not through machines or methods. God tells us to stir up the gift that is in us, the spiritual gift, and this includes the gift of intelligence, creativity, and original thinking. Intelligence and wisdom are gifts from God. Jesus Christ became for us wisdom from God. And we learn that in the last days, knowledge shall increase, but we need to be very, very careful with certain types of knowledge that purport to be a savior in and of itself, that we become overly reliant on, such as AI.
Now, Pastor John Waldrop, picking up from what Joe said, Joe keeps repeating a word that may make a vital difference in this whole conversation. He keeps using the word, we must not rely upon artificial intelligence. Now, is there a way that Christians and all of humanity can benefit from artificial intelligence if it is used for specific reasons sparingly and not relied upon? And let me give you an example. As I've said in the earlier on in the program, we're all using the internet to broadcast Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, and I'm sure you too use the internet for things of your own to help further the gospel and the kingdom of God on earth. And yet, the very computers we are using and the internet that we are benefiting from has been the cause of great satanic influence. There are apparently, and there is, I should say, an alarming number, percentage of Christians and even pastors who have become enslaved to pornography on the internet. And you have people involved in all kinds of sexually perverse and adulterous chat rooms, and you know, you have false religions that people are being influenced by, perhaps even bringing them to a conversion to these false religions because of the internet. Now, obviously, just because Satan is using this tool mightily for his own kingdom of darkness doesn't mean that we should cease using it for the kingdom of Christ. So please, if you could respond to that.
Yes, I totally agree with Brother Joe. And when he's talking about this, sometimes when we anticipate the future danger of artificial intelligence and its usefulness to us, we have to exercise not only wisdom but humility, and it helps us to recognize what is currently the state of the art, the state of the science. There's a term that is used by techies called the Internet of Things, and that is the interconnectedness of anything that has a microchip. For example, a smartphone, a smart TV, a smart appliance, smart thermostats. Most people don't realize that newer appliances have cameras and microphones in them. Thermostats have cameras and microphones in them. Television sets have microphones and cameras in them. Smartphones, cameras can be activated whether the user is aware of it or not, whether the phone is on or not. The microphone can be activated even when the phone is turned off. And all of this is used, not even counting Siri and Alexa. The tech giants are gathering vast amounts of what they refer to as megadata. I have read someplace in the past that there are more than a million pages of data already in place for every single person in the United States of America. And that's not even counting what's already being done in communist China with the help of our tech giants, Apple and Microsoft, where they have social scoring by the Chinese Communist Party for schools and for hiring and for promotions, where they use facial recognition software and they use geolocating, and you will actually be downgraded. Your social score will be pushed downward if you are in close physical proximity to someone that the Chinese Communist Party has tagged. So it's possible that somebody who wants to go to university and is qualified for university will not be allowed to go to university because they live near someone who has been tagged by the CCP. Well, if that's what's already being done with the state of artificial intelligence currently, imagine what's going to happen when it is on steroids. And the mind behind this is I fear not a human mind. I fear that these seducing spirits are manipulative, and they've already demonstrated in Genesis chapter 6 their capacity to cross the threshold from the spiritual realm to the human female realm. I'm of the opinion that the sons of men in Genesis 6 were fallen angels. And if they can do that with human beings, what's to stop them from making use of physical tools in the form of artificial intelligence to provide the evil mindset behind the use of this technology? We know, for example, that during the COVID lockdown, that the Prime Minister of Canada used the technology that was already in place to freeze the accounts and to freeze the credit cards of the truckers who had driven across the country and gathered in Ottawa. And the people who gathered to protest, he just, by fiat, decided to shut everything down. And so I think we're moving in an onerous direction. And I think we already have cause for great alarm, and we need to exercise great caution. And I think it is arrogance and pride that causes us to think that we can outsmart these spirit beings, these foul spirits that have been attacking the human race for thousands of years. They're vastly more intelligent than we are. They're far more clever than we are. They do not tire, nor do they sleep at night when we do. And we are gullible. We are a very gullible people. So we need to exercise great, great caution.
Pastor Joe Jackowitz, are you, and perhaps John can answer after you also, are you saying that the term and the concept of artificial intelligence is so specific and can be so meticulously pigeonholed that it is nothing but bad? There is no benefit to it. There's no positive thing to it. There's nothing about it that Christians should utilize in any way, shape, or form. Is that what you're saying?
Theoretically, one might think there are positive benefits to it. But the dangers of it and the inability of people to understand it and to control its use, even in a very limited capacity, are so great and so dangerous that it's best just not to use it at all. But when you look at it from a biblical perspective, it is going to be, and it is already, but it's going to be much more greater than it is now, a temptation that I think no one will be able to handle, no matter how disciplined they are. So I think it's better not to get involved with it, not to be, not just reliant on it, but not even to get involved with it at all. It's an affront to God. It is going to be one of the most elevated ways idolatry will be committed in this world moving forward in the future. And the reason why is that Christians are being bombarded with a higher level of technology that is suggestive of the infinite possibilities of the human mind. I mean, John was talking about this, and they're saying that the mind can evolve into a much higher form and level of consciousness and capabilities. Even Elon Musk and some of his colleagues are touting the dangers and are warning the world of the dangers of AI. And these people aren't even Christians,
right?
But we have a much greater perspective on the situation when you bring in the spiritual dimension and understand there's an infinite more amount of dangers and temptations when you look at it through the spiritual temptation perspective. But some define this evolutionary process as transhumanism. You brought this up before, which is the idea that rather than being bound by bodily limitations, a person can transcend or change into a future that transcends death by just uploading yourself or your consciousness into an AI super intelligence program, which is ridiculous, of course. But this idea of transhumanism effectively rejects the work of the potter and aims to manufacture a cheap 2D image of the clay. It's like taking a photo of the Mona Lisa, airbrushing it in a Photoshop, and declaring it an upgrade on the original. Transhumanism undermines and subverts the wonder of God's creation by reducing humans to nothing more than machines or data points. And so we risk undermining the very beauty of the Creator's work by giving us minds and intellects and souls and spirits and the Holy Spirit. Remember him? The Holy Spirit through which to glorify God. This is the time-honored biblical way to glorify God. God works through redeemed souls that are filled with the Spirit and led by the Spirit, not through machines, and whether they be AI or not. It's a simulation. AI and transhumanism is a simulation without spiritual substance.
Yes, and you already have major media figures who are tremendous influencers, such as Scott Adams, the cartoonist who created the Dilbert cartoon. He has basically taken a cue from the Matrix movie series, and he believes that instead of God providing providential oversight for the human race, he thinks that we live in a simulation. In other words, he's already convinced that we're controlled by a massive supercomputer. And I found it ironic, even before I came to Christ, when reading the Isaac Asimov books. Isaac Asimov was a Russian Jewish immigrant to New York City, a brilliant scientist. He wrote 200 textbooks. He also wrote 200 science fiction books. But being an atheist, he had no role for God in the universe that he created for science fiction. And so he invented a robot with a positronic brain whose job it was to overlook and provide for the safety and security of man. So he didn't believe in God, but he did believe in a robot that performed all the functions of God. And nobody seems to appreciate the irony of that. These guys that are advancing artificial intelligence, they have a very low view of man, and they have a very high view of themselves, and they've already demonstrated that they're absolutely bent on making our decisions for us, and they influence us in ways that we cannot even imagine. You click one thing on Facebook, and immediately you start getting advertising that is geared to that click that you've made, and on every social media platform, the same kind of thing happens. So we, as human beings, we tend to be gullible. We tend to be lazy. Pastor Joe and I already know more pastors than we would care to admit to people that so many supposedly preachers of the gospel, they just phone it in. That's all they do. They don't study the Bible. They don't labor over the ministry. They just phone it in. And artificial intelligence will make that so much easier in so many different ways. And it causes me great concern.
And what exactly do you mean they phone it in?
Well, they get their sermons off of the internet, and they get their sermons out of outline books, and they don't do personal study of the Bible. And they will use extremely sophisticated study helps, but those study helps tend to push you in a certain theological direction. Mm-hmm. And they don't have this. They're too young to remember what it was like to study with books, and they don't do enough reading to know what theological trends have overwhelmed Christendom in the last century or so. And so they will allow the sophisticated contemporary software to push them in a theological direction. And they don't realize it's happening to them because they don't have the breadth or the depth of study experience to see what's happening to them.
And we have to go to our midway break right now. It's the longer than normal break. Because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, requires of us a longer break in the middle of the show because the FCC requires of them to localize this show geographically to Lake City, Florida. So please use this time wisely. Write down as much of the information as you possibly can that our globally heard commercials provide and respond to them either by buying what they're selling or at least, at the very least, by thanking them for sponsoring this show. And send in your questions to Pastor Joe Jackowitz and Pastor John Waldrop to chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. We'll be right back after these messages. Please do not go away.
James White of Alpha Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd, on a theme that I have been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life, the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Vody Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnzen and I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnzen while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
Joseph Piper, President Emeritus and Professor of Systematic and Applied Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary. Every Christian who's serious about the Reformed faith and the Westminster Standards should have and use the 8-volume commentary on the theology and ethics of the Westminster Larger Catechism titled Authentic Christianity by Dr. Joseph Moorcraft. It is much more than an exposition of the Larger Catechism. It is a thoroughly researched work that utilizes biblical exegesis as well as historical and systematic theology. Dr. Moorcraft is pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, and I urge everyone looking for a biblically faithful church in that area to visit that fine congregation. For details on the 8-volume commentary, go to westminstercommentary.com, westminstercommentary.com. For details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com, heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Please tell Dr. Moorcraft and the saints at Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, that Dr. Joseph Piper of Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary sent you.
If you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnzen is doing is Daniel P. Puttafuoco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written Word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Buttafuoco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the Gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Getting a driver's license, running a cash register, flipping burgers, passing sixth grade. Do you know what they all have in common? They all require training, assessments, and certifications. But do you know what requires no training at all? Becoming a parent. My name is A.M. Brewster. I'm the president of Truth Love Parent and host of its award-winning podcast. I've been a biblical family counselor since the early 2000s, and what I've discovered is that the majority of Christian parents have never been biblically equipped to do the work of the ministry in their homes. That's why Truth Love Parent exists. We serve God by equipping dads and moms to be the ambassador parents God called and created them to be. We produce free parenting resources, train church leaders, and offer biblical counseling so that the next generation of dads and moms can use the scriptures to parent their children for life and godliness. Please visit us at truthloveparent.com.
Today at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ, staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Nate Pickowitz of Harvest Bible Church in Gilmanton Ironworks, New Hampshire, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I am Pastor Rich Jensen of Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Sule Prince of Oakwood Wesleyan Church in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor John Sampson of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck Volo of New Life Community Church in Kingsville, Maryland, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Herford of Eastport Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Roy Owens Jr. of the Church at Friendship in Hockley, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB and tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, professor of apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love. Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And never forget, folks, always make solid-ground-books.com your very first stop for all your gift-giving needs. They bring back into print and also publish for the very first time nothing but the finest in Christian literature dating back to the 16th century Protestant Reformation and extending forward to our present day, including such modern authors as Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. So go to solid-ground-books.com frequently, purchase generously. Always mention that you heard about them from Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Before I return to my discussion on artificial intelligence with my guests, Pastor Joe Jackowitz and Pastor John Waldrop, we have some very important announcements to make. First of all, if you really love this show, folks, you don't want it to disappear from the airwaves, please, I urge you, go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You could donate instantly with a debit or credit card in that fashion. If you prefer snail mail, sending in a physical check to a physical address the old-fashioned way from your post office, well, there will also be a physical address that appears on your screen when you click support at Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, where you can mail your checks made payable to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Also, if you want to advertise with us, whether it's your church, parachurch ministry, business, private professional practice like a law firm or medical firm, or if you're just having a special event you want to promote, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put advertising in the subject line. As long as I am in agreement, for the most part, with what you are trying to promote, I would love to help you launch an ad campaign, because we are just as much in urgent need of your advertising dollars as we are in your donations. We have never bounced back from the plummeting of the giving to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio in our audience, which is at an all-time low ever since COVID. The mandates of the tyrannical governments, both local and federal, seem to have ruined people's livelihoods and our audience, or at least damaged them greatly, because ever since that occurred, we had our audience giving just totally plummet, and it never has bounced back. So please, we need your help more than ever. Go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. Also, folks, please always remember, I never want anybody cutting into the finances that you have set aside to give to your own local church on the Lord's Day in order to give Iron Sharpens Iron Radio a financial gift. Never do that. Never give your own church less money than you ordinarily give them because you want to bless us. Also, if you're really struggling to survive and make ends meet, wait until you are more financially stable and back on your feet before you send us a financial gift. There are two things very clear in the Bible about our finances. We are commanded to provide for our church and our family, and we're not commanded to provide for Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, obviously. But if you love the show and you don't want it to disappear, and you do have extra money above and beyond your ability to provide for church and family, you have extra money collecting interest in the bank, extra money for benevolent, recreational, and trivial purposes, please share some of that money with us if you want us to continue interviewing the guests that you love hearing and the topics that you're fascinated by. Please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. Also, I want to remind you about the 3-day Bible conference coming up very soon, this September 15th through the 17th in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries is the featured speaker of this 3-day event, and we are thrilled that we are going to be having a debate on Saturday, September 16th, between Dr. James R. White and someone who is an advocate in some level of homosexuality. Please register as quickly as you can so you can get the discount rate. Go to futureofchristendom.org, futureofchristendom.org, and all the information that you will need to register will be there. And this will be held at the Spooky Nook Sports and Events in Manheim, Pennsylvania, which is in Lancaster County. That's futureofchristendom.org, futureofchristendom.org. Last but not least, if you are not a member of a Christ-honoring, biblically faithful, theologically sound, and doctrinally solid church like Christ Bible Church of Pleasanton, California, and Calvary Road Baptist Church of Monrovia, California, well, please send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put, I need a church in the subject line. I have extensive lists spanning the globe of biblically faithful churches, and I have helped many people in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience all over the planet Earth find churches, sometimes even within just a few minutes from where they live, anywhere in the world. So no matter where you live in the world, if you are in that sad situation where you are unaware of a biblically faithful church, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put I need a church in the subject line. It's chrisarnson@gmail.com. I need a church in the subject line. That's also the email address where you can send in a question to Joe Jackowitz and John Waldrip on artificial intelligence. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name, at least city and state and country of residence. Before I go to one more follow-up question of my own and also any of the listener questions, Joe Jackowitz, I know that you have a book offer you want to address. Pastor Joe.
Yes, I'm here. In honor of the last couple of days and the subjects we've discussed, First Love Ministries, wants to give away a book, our newest publication titled Introduction to Theology. With all the heresies and the cults spreading their lies everywhere we turn, it's really important that believers be grounded in basic Christian doctrine and sound theology. Our newest book, called Introduction to Theology, written by Dr. W.R. Downing, is 130 pages, the first 80 of which cover all the major doctrines of the Bible in simple format, and it's written very simply. And the last 50 pages are a glossary of terms, all the important doctrinal terms that are used in describing the Bible, defining scripture and theology are in that glossary. So this combination of 80 pages of theology and 50 pages of a glossary of terms is worth its weight in gold. We will give you that book free of charge, including postage paid. If you go to our website at firstloveministries.org, on the homepage, click on First Love Publications, and it will take you through on how to order the book. Again, the website is firstloveministries.org, and we will send you a copy of Introduction to Theology by Dr. W.R. Downing.
And Dr. W.R. Downing, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar with that name, he is truly, and I'm not exaggerating, I'm not using hyperbole, he is a giant, a living giant of the Christian faith. It is sad that he is not more well-known globally. He is very well-known specifically to Reformed Baptists of my generation and older. And I hope that a wider audience discovers Pastor Downing and his published works. He is a living legend, and I look forward to hopefully getting him back on the program. I know that he's retired now and suffering from the common things that slow everyone down when it comes to aging. And I know that a couple of times he has had to turn me down for interviews because of that. But if you go to my website, ironsharpensironradio.com, and type in the search engine Downing, D-O-W-N-I-N-G, you will be able to hear the wonderful interviews I have already had with Bill Downing. So I cannot speak highly enough of this dear brother, and I hope I do get an opportunity to interview him again. Before I go to any listener questions, and let me just ask John Waldrop, have you completed your basic train of thought there, or did you want to add anything to it? I had to interrupt you because of the midway break.
No, I understand. One of the things that I would like to point out is that while AI might be able to simulate the human brain, simulation of the human mind is impossible, because that requires the brain requires the mind to govern thinking, and robots are being developed to function as beasts of burden and as combat warriors, and in Japan especially as providers of pleasure. But the problem is it's the mind behind the brain. And there is no substitute for the need of a mind to control the brain. And if it's not the human mind that's controlling the artificial intelligence brain, then methinks it is likely a foul spirit's mind controlling the brain of artificial intelligence. And so that is a dangerous thing. One other comment. We as believers in Christ, we're not opposed to good ideas. And we don't think that only we have good ideas. You might have picked up on this program that I'm a guy that grew up loving to read Isaac Asimov. Now, Isaac Asimov was an atheist, but that doesn't mean he wasn't a bright guy. Didn't have a great personality, and that I didn't like him. And I read his books, and he came up with the notion of artificial intelligence in a rather unique way, but he added something that I would challenge Elon Musk, who certainly has read Asimov, and some of these other tech giants, What about the first law of robotics? Why not, if you're going to have artificial intelligence, why not build into the software this law? A robot may not injure a human being or through inaction allow a human being to come to harm. Well, we know they're never going to do that because they're already using artificial intelligence to harm people. That's what they're doing. They're doing that. They're doing that in China. They're doing that here in the United States. They're doing that in Europe. They're using the technology and the sophistication of artificial intelligence to dominate and control the masses and to take away from us this normal course of human decision-making that Pastor Joe has spoken to so eloquently.
Now, one of the questions I have before I go to listener questions is that I am someone who has such a distrust of government. I completely agree with the famous quote by Lord Atkins that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And some might describe my political philosophy as libertarian leaning. There are many libertarians with whom I radically disagree. I believe in strong borders, protected borders for our nation, not to keep people from leaving, but from prevent unwanted individuals and groups from entering who pose a threat to our nation. And I am very much an abolitionist against abortion. I do not believe that is a woman's right to murder a baby within her womb, and there are libertarians who are not Christians who are pro-infanticide, although they would never call it that. So obviously I have to give a disclaimer when it comes to the term libertarian. But I do believe in a very small government, and there is a frightening aspect of the government being in charge of preventing any thread or development in technology. Who is to make the decisions when it comes to stopping the creation of modern technology that does not involve specifically the murder of children? For instance, there are many medical developments that aid parents who are having a difficult time conceiving that involve the murder of human embryos. There are developments in science that are making the mutilation of individuals' genitals through surgery and pharmaceutical methods, even children, that are making them more and more convincing in their appearance of being of the opposite gender. Of course, they never will be members of the opposite gender, no matter what they think or how they look. But, you know, obviously these kinds of things are satanic. But where do you draw the line about where the government has the authority to say, we are going to stop the development of this type of technology? And maybe we'll have Joe start. Pastor Joe, can you hear me?
Yes. The only thing we can do is vote for politicians who would support a biblical view. There's not much more we can do. Believers are placed in society, and the providence of God and the sovereignty of God ultimately puts into place all politicians who are in their positions, from the head of state down to the local politicians. But I think we need to do what we can from our perspective, at least vote in the right people that would support a biblical view concerning AI or other technological or political issues. But there's really not much more we can do unless we want to get caught up in some kind of political movement and get distracted from our overall purpose in the gospel. What can we do as Christians in society who are called sheep among wolves?
Pastor John?
I completely agree with Joe, and I think I would add this. I don't think it was ever God's plan for this era to function well, because it's a demonstration that the human race is a fallen race. We live in a universe where entropy increases, and it's not going to go well. No matter who's in charge, no matter what system of government, until King Jesus is sitting on the throne running things as he sits on the throne of his father David and rules with a rod of iron. Until then, it's not going to go well. It's going to go bad for us. I have spent 45 years preaching the gospel and warning two congregations that living in the United States of America is a historical anomaly. It has been so good for us, God's people, for so long that we think it's normal and we think it's supposed to be this way. There was a fellow that wrote a book 30 years ago titled Jesus in Beijing. And in that book, he wrote the consequences and the results of interviewing many of the house church leaders in China. And he discovered a bit to his surprise how much the Chinese believers love Americans. They love their brothers and sisters in Christ in the USA, but they feel sorry for us.
Wow.
And why they feel sorry for us is because we have it so good, we have it so easy, that they believe that we have forgotten something, that suffering is a part of the Christian life. It's God's plan for conforming his people to the image of Christ. And it's going to get nasty. It's going to get nastier, and it's going to keep getting worse. And I think that what Joe said is we must avoid distraction. The Zig Ziglar was right when he used to say in his sales pitches, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And for us, it's the Great Commission. And we need to not allow ourselves to be distracted into politics. I make comments on politics, but our main thing is to glorify God, to exalt the Savior, and to preach the gospel.
And let me go to a listener question. We have Seth in Hummelstown, Pennsylvania. Greetings, gentlemen. Do you foresee the potential for more and more AI-generated Christian literature infiltrating real, currently available Christian literature? For example, AI-generated tracts and versions of the Bible.
Let me answer that question. And I say absolutely yes. As a publisher on a very fringe element in my approach to the distribution of literature, what I mean by that is we give everything away free. I have seen the opposite. I'm not saying because publishers charge, they're sinning against God, but I've seen so many philanderers and charlatans and money-making, greedy publishers who are so-called Christians, and they charge so much money for their publications. And if you can make a quick dollar by having AI that is well-programmed using Christian terminology and jargon to produce publications that would bring in millions and billions of dollars, you can believe there's going to be a lot of people who will take advantage of that opportunity to make money off of AI through the subterfuge and infiltration of the Christian publishing industry, which is a $4 billion a year industry. There's a lot of money to be made in Christian publishing. And no wonder why all of the main secular publishers, or many of the main secular publishers, have bought out all of the largest Christian publishers, and they've done that for a reason, to make money. And watch out for the tide of AI being used by these opportunists to make a lot of money off of the backs of Christians by selling their wares.
And of
course, absolutely.
And of course, I just have to insert here that obviously, as you said, it is, there's nothing wrong with a Christian ministry making some kind of a profit from the sale of good Christian literature, like my sponsors, Solid Ground Christian Books, without which I would likely not even be on the air if they were to cease supporting it.
So, right. I'm not suggesting that at all, Chris.
Right. Of course.
One of the other things that's happening is most people don't realize that, that most of the big money making authors on Amazon, are guys that what they have done is they've put together boiler rooms of writers, and they will hire writers to write books, to which they append their name. And they spruce it up a little bit and then publish it as if they wrote it, but they did not write it. And imagine what's going to happen when AI gets to the place where you can do that and you won't even have to hire a writer. And so that's a terrible problem, and it's only going to become worse over time.
Well, there goes my autobiography idea flushed down the toilet because of you guys. I'm only kidding.
Hey, Chris. Yes. In spite of Elon Musk's warnings to the contrary, I believe AI is not going to go away. It is going to be a huge moneymaker for publishers and others who will take AI and use it for exponential entrepreneurial advantage.
Okay, we have another listener, Bobby in Hartsdale, New York. And Bobby says, if something is inevitable where there is nothing that can stop the progress of something like AI, isn't this more of an issue of how the church is to respond to this rather than to stopping it?
Yes, I would agree. God puts us in situations where we, you know, remember the three Hebrews who were put into the fiery furnace. They basically, and I'm heavily paraphrasing it. They said, yeah, God can deliver us if he wants to, but if he doesn't, it's not a big issue with us. They realized that they were there to make a stand. They were there to stand for what's right. And I would go so far as to say, that God in his word is very careful to caution us about the consequences of disobedience, but the consequences of obedience, that's his business. And when we commit ourselves to living for, loving, and serving God, we're supposed to do what's right, regardless of what the outcome may be. Now, we need to exercise wisdom, of course, but ultimately, the consequences are God's business for God's children.
I would add quickly to that, Chris. Just like any other danger or temptation or sin, artificial intelligence shouldn't take our focus and be the object of an all-consuming, energetic focus in our life. We are to be warned about its dangers, but we are to be grounded in sound theology, have a working knowledge of apologetics or how to defend the Christian faith, so that we can discern error and heresy and false teachings and temptations when they come our way, and pray for wisdom and strength of will to be able to resist it. But our focus has to be on holy living. Our focus has to be on walking with God. Our focus has to be on evangelism and not get sidetracked into these hobby horses that would consume our time, however dangerous they would be. Yes, we need to be equipped to defend the faith, and we need to be knowledgeable of the enemy's temptations and false teachings and heresies, but it shouldn't consume our lives.
That's right. In fact, I failed to read the last sentence of the previous questioner, Seth from Hummelstown, Pennsylvania. He says, as believers, it's vitally important now more than ever that we familiarize ourselves with the real article. That makes a lot of sense because one wonders, how on earth are we going to tell what is created through artificial intelligence? I mean, there may be no telltale evidence and signs. I mean, you guys have any suggestions about that? And we'll start with John Waldrop this time.
Well, here's how you can tell when I have written something, if there is mistakes. Okay. Now I do use Grammarly to clean up my commas and my semicolons and stuff like that, but there's the human element. You know, God makes use of means to impart grace to people, and those means almost always involve the involvement of other fallible, flawed human beings. I preached a sermon Sunday morning where the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians three times in his letter to the Corinthians pointed out the fact that he was not sufficient to the task that he had been called to. So if the greatest example of the grace of God to ever walk the earth said three times, who is sufficient for these things? Then none of us are. And we ought to just go with it. Okay, Lord, I'm going to do the best I can, not compare myself to anybody else, commit this entire process to you in prayer, and trust you for the outcome.
We have Susan Margaret in Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, who asks, forgive me for playing the devil's advocate here, no pun intended, but what if AI becomes some remarkable and beneficial way where Christians can much more easily, more affordably and quickly translate the scriptures into foreign languages that do not currently have possession of the Bible in their native language?
Well, I think the dangers of using AI to so-called help facilitate the scriptures in better understanding or better translations far outweigh the good elements of possibilities that you can do with AI in translation of scripture. Let me give you a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Let me just,
while you're looking, I'm going to announce our email address, chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Always give us your first name, at least city and state and country of residence. I'm sorry, Joe, go ahead.
That's okay. The Christian faith is defined by the Bible. It's guided by the Bible, God's authoritative, inerrant word. And the Bible warns us about changing its message. But there's an official from the World Economic Forum who's calling for AI to rewrite the Bible, quote, correctly, unquote. And what would be one thing that Satan would ultimately try to lead people astray from the Bible? It would be to alter God's word with a different theology than what is contained in it. And so this grand deception is why a senior World Economic Forum advisor, Yuval Harari, who's a homosexual, he's an Israeli author and historian who holds mostly to atheistic beliefs in spirituality, about having AI rewrite the Bible are so dangerous. Now, he's considered by many to be one of the most influential intellectuals in the world today. And Harari has said, quote, AI is the first technology ever that can create new ideas. You know, the printing press, radio, television, they broadcast, they spread ideas created by the human brain, by the human mind. They cannot, though, create a new idea, says Harari. Johannes Gutenberg printed the Bible in the middle of the 15th century. The printing press printed as many copies of the Bible as Gutenberg instructed it, but it did not create anything new, Harari said. It had no ideas of its own about the Bible. Is it good? Is the Bible bad? How to interpret this? How to interpret that? But he says AI can create new ideas. It can even write a new Bible. Throughout history, religions dreamt about having a book written by a superhuman intelligence, by a non-human entity. And so this is what Harari is saying, recommending the use of AI do. I think that Christians must maintain a strong stance on biblical principles against using AI to come into contact with the Bible, even if there are many who are suggesting it can have a great usefulness in spreading the word of God. I think we need to keep human theologians who are filled with the Spirit, who are very versed and knowledgeable about Bible interpretation and linguistic interpretation, people who understand the spiritual themes of the Bible and all the major spiritual goals of the Bible, involved in human in Bible interpretation, not AI.
Well, we have to go to our final break, and I want to ask you a question, Joe and John, that you could think about during the break and answer it then. The question is, what Joe was just saying about the artificial intelligence creating a false Bible, that's happening already. How is it different? We have people, even evangelicals, who claim to share our views at the very least about the pillars of the Christian faith and biblical morality, who are creating horrible translations of the Bible. How is this more alarming? And we'll have you respond to that when we return from the break. And if anybody wants to send in a question, I strongly urge you to do it quickly because we're rapidly running out of time. ChrisArnson@gmail.com. We'll be right back after these messages. Do not go away.
James White of Alpha Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd, on a theme that I've been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life, the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Vody Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnson and I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnson while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
Brian McLaughlin, president of the SecureCom Group and an enthusiastic supporter of Chris Arnson's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. The SecureCom Group provides the highest level of security, closed-circuit television, access control, and communication systems for Manhattan's top residential buildings, as well as churches, commercial properties, municipalities, and more. We custom install exactly what you need to protect yourself, including digital recording, off-site viewing, and connectivity from most smart devices. From simple code-activated systems to the latest technology using facial recognition, the SecureComm Group has it. We also provide the latest in intercom and IP telephone systems. In addition, we provide superior networking platforms. We'll create, maintain, and secure your local network. Whether it's a Wi-Fi or hardwire network, we'll implement the latest secured firewall, endpoint solutions, and cloud backup. I would love to have the honor and privilege of helping protect the lives and property of Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners and their associates. For more details on how the SecureComm Group may be of service to you with the very latest in security innovations, call 718-353-3355. That's 718-353-3355. Or visit SecureCommGroup.com. That's SecureCommGroup.com. This is Brian McLaughlin of the SecureComm Group, joining Chris Arnzen's family of advertisers to keep Iron Sharpens Iron radio on the air.
Puritan Reformed is a Bible-believing, kingdom-building, devil-fighting church. We're devoted to upholding the apostolic doctrine and practice preserved in Scripture alone. Puritan Reformed teaches men to rule and lead as image-bearing prophets, priests, and kings. We teach families to worship together as families. Puritan is committed to teaching the whole counsel of God so that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. We sing the Psalms, teach the law, proclaim the gospel, make disciples, maintain discipline, and exalt Christ. This is Pastor David Reese of Puritan Reformed in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us in the glorious cause of advancing Christ's crown and covenant over the kings of the earth. Puritan Reformed Church. Believe, build, fight. PuritanPHX.com.
Hello, my name is Anthony Uvinio, and I'm one of the pastors at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York, and also the host of the ReformRookie.com website. I want you to know that if you enjoy listening to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show like I do, you can now find it on the Apple's iTunes app by typing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio in the search bar. You no longer have to worry about missing a show or a special guest because you're in your car or still at work. Just subscribe on the iTunes app and listen to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show at any time, day or night. Please be sure to also give it a good review and pass it along to anyone who would benefit from the teaching and the many solidly reformed guests that Chris Arnzen has on the show. Truth is so hard to come by these days, so don't waste your time with fluff or fake news. Subscribe to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio podcast right now. And while you're at it, you can also sign up for the ReformRookie.com podcast and visit our website and the YouTube page. We are dedicated to teaching Christian theology from a Reformed Baptist perspective to beginners in the faith as well as seasoned believers. From Keach's Catechism and the Doctrines of Grace to the Olivet Discourse and the Book of Leviticus, the Reformed Rookie podcast and YouTube channel is sure to have something to offer everyone seeking biblical truth. And finally, if you're looking to worship in a Reformed church that holds to the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith, please join us at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Uvinio, and thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Buzz Taylor. Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio has had a long-time partnership with our friends at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. They specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable for everyone. CVBBS has been a family-owned book service since 1987, operating out of Carlisle, Pennsylvania. They seek to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices. Unlike other book sites, they make no effort to provide every book that is available or popular because, frankly, much of what is being printed is not worth your time. That means you can get to the good stuff faster. It also means you don't have to worry about being assaulted by the pornographic, heretical, and otherwise faith-insulting materials promoted by the secular book vendors. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence at Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Order online at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Or you can order by phone at 1-800-656-0231. That's 1-800-656-0231. Please let our friends at CVBBS know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
Getting a driver's license, running a cash register, flipping burgers, passing sixth grade. Do you know what they all have in common? They all require training, assessments, and certifications. But do you know what requires no training at all? Becoming a parent. My name is A.M. Brewster. I'm the president of Truth, Love, Parent, and host of its award-winning podcast. I've been a biblical family counselor since the early 2000s, and what I've discovered is that the majority of Christian parents have never been biblically equipped to do the work of the ministry in their homes. That's why Truth, Love, Parent exists. We serve God by equipping dads and moms to be the ambassador parents God called and created them to be. We produce free parenting resources, train church leaders, and offer biblical counseling so that the next generation of dads and moms can use the scriptures to parent their children for life and godliness. Please visit us at truthloveparent.com.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
If you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnzen is doing is Daniel P. Puttafuoco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written Word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Butterfucco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
Well, Pastor Joe Jackowitz, let's start with you. What's the difference between artificial intelligence creating a heretical, dangerous Bible and what's happening already and has been happening for decades when all kinds of folks are coming out with just horrible translations, so-called, of the Bible?
I think the only difference between the two is that AI is much more subtle. It may have more alluring features to it because it may seem so much like the genuine article. It may require much more insight and linguistic knowledge and training to spot the difference between an AI false version and the real thing, the genuine article. Other versions, which are bad, of the Bible are just as bad as AI in the long run, because a bad version is a bad version, but the AI version might be much more subtle in identifying its bad roots.
And Pastor John, any follow-up?
I would agree with that. I think there's a natural tendency, as we saw during the COVID lockdown, there's a great tendency, particularly in the West, to trust expertise. I have a collection of books in my library that are written by scientists, and they are specifically written to show the fallibility and the flaws of science. And yet everybody says, trust the science, trust the science, trust the science. And what unsophisticated people do not recognize is that science 99 and 44/100% of the time goes in the direction of money. Okay. Who will fund them? And we have a tendency to embrace expertise. Imagine how, because we as a race tend to be intellectually lazy. So imagine what would happen if we can just say, well, you know, the machine says, and Google says, and the search engine says, and we know how flawed they are. Imagine how much more subtle will be AI in skewing the results.
Now, I'm assuming you mean by what you said that people too all quickly believe in claimed expertise, because there are people who have been claiming things during this whole COVID crisis who are scientists, which many folks in the scientific field and the field of medicine and physicians have been saying are bold-faced lies. So
absolutely, absolutely. There's two scientists at Stanford University near where Joe lives, Jay Bhattacharya and another guy, who were brilliant, brilliant scientists, but because they didn't subscribe to the politically induced narrative, they were shut down and they were canceled for 2 years. And now we know they were absolutely right about everything. And people were trusting the experts that were experts for hire. They were basically the 21st century version of gunslingers for hire from the 19th century. And they were saying whatever Big Pharma wanted them to say. They were saying whatever the politicians wanted them to say so that they could exert control over the population. I think AI will be very, very useful in accomplishing the same thing.
Well, we are out of time. I want to make sure that our listeners have all of the contact information that they need. First of all, if you are interested in visiting or finding out more about Christ Bible Church in Pleasanton, California, go to ChristBibleChurch.org, ChristBibleChurch.org. And also, if you have interest in finding out more about Calvary Road Baptist Church in Monrovia, California, and hopefully pay a visit to that church and maybe even join it, CalvaryRoadBaptist.Church, CalvaryRoadBaptist.Church. And please, folks, do not forget about the three-day Bible conference, including a debate that will feature Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries, September 15th, 16th, and 17th. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Manheim, Pennsylvania, which is in Lancaster County. And for more details, visit futureofchristendom.org, futureofchristendom.org, and you can register there as well. I strongly urge you to register as quickly as possible to get the least expensive registration fee as you can. Well, Pastor Joe and Pastor John, you have been a delight, as you always are. I look forward to your return to the program. You always have an open door in my studio. Please just let me know when you'd like to return. I want to thank everybody who listened, and I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives, Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.